Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tony, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
I don't really like doing the radio, man.
Yes.
I don't like doing sports radio, like the typical sport. That's why I've wanted to be on your show, because your show is, what's the word for it? Interesting.
That's why I love you.
It's true. We are big fans of Jason Leisure on this show. If he were on the phone, I would tell you that he was joining me on the Alpamonte Ford hotline, where you can find 500 new and used vehicles at Alpamonte Ford. He is not. He is here in studio, which means he gets another Hub 51 gift card.
Right. To be able to, you know, get some cash in my pocket.
Don't sell them.
Just no, go. I sell them for like $30 on the street corner.
Don't do that. Go it's get the nachos, man, or the French toast. It's all good.
No, I did go there. I'll probably go there tonight, actually.
Why not?
I probably will.
Jason Leisure writes for the Sun-Times. He is the star of the Hallis Intrigue podcast.
That is so opposite of the truth. Mark Potash is the clear star of that.
Yeah, no doubt. Agree.
That you need to listen to it for the podcast.
Because that's the podcast inside. Of the
it's podcast. A podcast within a podcast.
It's
first of its kind. And a lot of people have been confused by it and thought that podcast might refer to marijuana. And it hasn't yet, but I can't control whether it eventually becomes that. Because usually it's just Mark kind of goes off on something for a few minutes, which I love.
I mean, if that's how he gets himself ready, I mean, it's legal. So.
Well, he might be against it. I don't know. I have no idea.
Who knows?
You'll have to tune into a future podcast to find out.
To find out. But it's legal.
He hates doing that, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, I hope he's not listening right now.
Why does he hate it?
He does
he's
not.
He's a man who likes to talk.
He wants it to be about football and right guard play and whatever else.
But it can be about that and the other stuff.
That's what I try to tell him.
It's allowed. Like, you can do all of that stuff and then do the X and O stuff if you want.
He had a story about working concessions at a Marvin Gaye concert.
At Soldier Field.
I'm with that.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, he's had all these amazing experiences. I mean, that's a Chicago lifer. That guy grew up here.
These are things that need to be shared.
Yep.
For sure. Do you want to talk about the Bears? I mean, I know you
do
this
talk
for a
little
living.
Bit of Bears, but first I was fascinated by the last segment. When you talk about doing a sports show, you don't usually hear the guys doing a segment on the probability that their wives will leave them. Are you guys all okay?
We're all right.
Tony, you're not married anyway, right?
Yeah, so I'm
you're,
good.
Yeah,
I'm all
Tony's
good.
Fine. Yeah.
We're all right. It's just that we had this conversation with, I don't even know how we got here, with Campy. Well, how did we get into that conversation where we found out some things?
I think you had mentioned one of Mel's
The list.
People. Yeah. Yeah, the list.
Because
the
list that you get, and like J-Lo is on my list, like she's forever like on my list. And so then we started to Campy started talking about his wife, Colleen, and her list. And her list, the guys that are on her list look way different than him.
Let's see if Jason knows recognizes the pattern that we figured out.
Well, there's only two names, so.
Okay.
Cam Newton and Usher.
This is very different than a Rick Camp. You're looking at him.
I've heard more troubling lists, though.
Honestly. There's nothing wrong with her list. It's just that we were remarking how.
I thought of similarity.
Is Tyrese on the list, too?
No.
Oh, okay.
But Cam Newton and Usher, do they equal me weight-wise?
Ooh, Cam's a big boy, right? Cam's about 250.
Oh, if he's that big, then
no.
Unless Usher's a lot smaller than I'm thinking.
Well, he probably is, but still, I think that's you're probably going a little thinking too hard on this.
Probably.
So there's a similarity. So we spent some time talking about it. By the way, there is someone on the text line who is big mad about my thoughts on Tupac. Oh my goodness.
Well, you were expecting
well,
that.
Well, yeah,
I knew that, you have to say it in hushed tones. You can't say, well, you know, great writer, but maybe not the best MC, because if you do, the horde comes out. How dare you say that about the Saint?
You want to hear a good story about those lists?
Sure.
it's not a good story for me, but I dated this girl in college and she had one of these lists too. And it was like five people. And so I was like, okay, what is it? I'm just curious. And it was like celebrity, 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 celebrity. This guy from my calculus class. I'm like, oh, well, that's not really how these lists work.
That's not a list. That's a plan.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
A smarter guy than me would have known, like, that's the time to get out.
Yeah.
That's the exit. Find the nearest exit ramp and go.
Yeah, you should have hit the eject button on that one.
We got there eventually.
I figure, but you're in a much better place now,
Thank
right?
you. I appreciate that. Yeah, yeah. You guys are in here talking about your, the darkest subject I could have thought of. That's, like, my greatest fear in life.
For me, literally.
Oh, go to commercial.
Wow. No, we can't go to commercial.
Oh no.
It's the truth though. It's the truth. But Jason Leisure is here and he witnessed bad offense. Bad offense all the way around on Sunday. Here's a question for you. If a Bears fan is looking for hope about their team, what's the thing that they're hopeful about?
Well, the defense is championship level good, period. End of conversation. That is a Super Bowl champion defense. So you have that. You got to figure out some other stuff, but that is a big part of the equation.
Yeah.
Offensively, man, it's very concerning to me because it's not like there are all these things that they are still working on. As far as personnel, they've got a good offensive line. They've got skill players that, I mean, Tom Brady hasn't had these kinds of skill players in his entire career.
It's like almost not fair.
Any quarterback in the league would gladly take this group of skill players. And so you really have like everything except one guy that you keep thinking is going to get there and then he doesn't. And then he plays well against some bad team like the Tampa Bay Bucks and you start believing again. And he just kind of carries on. You know, somewhere in that, like, you know, 20th best quarterback in the league range. And teams haven't really been winning like that a lot lately. There are examples of when it's happened, but that's not been the trend lately.
It hasn't been. Usually you have the quarterback that's going to take you to the next spot. And I just wonder how, from what you're seeing at Halas, how surprised are they that this isn't going the way that they thought it would in week two?
They don't even think like that. Their whole thing is make it work, make it work, make it work from the top down. Ryan Pace is determined to make this work. He traded up to pick this guy number two. They are pouring everything into trying to make Trubisky work and everything into trying to make the offense work. But I don't know how much more you need on offense. I mean, they've all been in the system. Like the entire offense is back from last year. There's almost nobody new. And the one new guy is Cordero Patterson, who he seems like he's figured this out pretty quickly.
Yeah, I enjoyed. Here's what I loved about that run. I love that it set up the Taylor Gabriel run. That you give it give it the same look.
Yeah.
Patterson makes the 46 yards, which is a big deal. You give it the same look, and then Taylor Gabriel is able to make a big play out of it. That's the type of offensive creativity from Nagy that I was expecting to see a bump up in offensively this year.
When you covered the Bears, how much attention or how much did you observe or enjoy about the post-game locker room scene? How much do you feel like you gleaned from that, whether good or bad, as far as kind of taking the temperature of the team?
It depends on the week, but I mean, they pretty much, most of the time that I was covering the team, they knew what their identity was. The identity was the defense ran the team, and if offense wants to come along for the ride and not make any mistakes, that would be fantastic. With this team, I feel as if the identity was supposed to be, we have a great defense, but we're not going to need it because we've got this great offense. And now it's kind of like you need this great defense to be elite if you're going to have a shot to win this thing. Are you saying that there's stuff that you gleaned from the locker room in the post?
There's some. I mean, when you look back to the opener, there was an interesting tension in there where you had a lot of defensive guys after a phenomenal game not talking. And you wonder if it's because of the frustration of knowing that they had played so well and not gotten anything out of it, and they want to not, they don't want to be there and accidentally say something about, you know, the offense that kind of starts this little blame game. But the other night in Denver, it was a wild scene in the locker room, and it also you had guys like laying just flat out on the ground because they're exhausted from the heat and the altitude and everything like that. But you've got, you know, Akeem Hicks giving his interview in a cowboy hat and, you know, pretending like he's spitting into a fake spittoon. You got Kyle Long making like funny Mark Trestman quotes. And
did he shave? I feel like I saw
Kyle
him.
Long.
Yeah, he looked different to me.
I didn't notice that. Sorry. I got to do better reporting. But he's Kyle Long's like using Spanish and, you know, incorrectly he's trying. But they're like, you know, Kyle, what did you think when Eddie kicked that field goal? And he's like, huh, man. Dios mio, right? You know, thank God. I'm like, well, that's not quite it. But it was a party in there, man. Everybody was so happy. It was such a party. And they were so close to that not happening. And if you imagine what it would have been like had they not been able to miraculously pull off that field goal, you'd have walked into a dead quiet locker room. You'd have had Buster Screen in there apologizing to everyone and trying to take and taking the blame for everything for that offside penalty. And you would have had a team that was now 0-2, a Super Bowl aspiring team, 0-2, and staring up at Green Bay being 2-0. That would have been a really bad place to be. And it would have totally changed your perspective on them going into this Monday night game at Washington. To me, I know how coaches, and Matt Nagy is one of these guys, like to say, well, a win is a win is a win is a win. I don't think it is. I don't think like that. I look at the process to which you get there, and that's not a good process.
I think the process is bad, but I'll say this for the first two games. They had to have that win. I think that you're right.
Gosh, yeah.
The concept of staring at the abyss, I think that you're right. I think they had to have that one. Where they go from here is about the process of how do you get to a win and how do you win games.
And the bad process in those first two games, Lawrence, you can't be sitting here thinking that that's going to play out favorably for them going forward.
Yep.
They can't think that.
No, they can't. Is there a comp for you on those last 2 minutes of the game? There was a lot that happened in those last 2 minutes where you have the touchdown, which is this beautiful catch that's made. Then the decision to go for two. Then there's a penalty. So move it back. Oh, wait, there's a rule interpretation that has to go on inside of that to figure it out. Oh, well, now there's an offsides, even though the kick was missed. So let's go back to do the two-point conversion. The two-point conversion, they used the play that Philadelphia used to win the game last year in the playoffs. Then the Bears come down and make a couple of plays and kick. Like, to me, that I was trying to think of a comp, and I don't know if I have one in all the years that I covered the Bears of a two-minute span at the end of the game that had that much stuff going on in it.
I agree with you. I mean, just the back and forth on that point after two-point conversion scenario for Denver was something I hadn't seen before. And I think the officials handled that exactly right. That is absolutely fair that penalty gets enforced the way it does and gives Denver another shot at the one, in my opinion. The only thing it made me think of, and this is not going to be an exact comparison, but probably about 10 years ago, the Bears had nearly the opposite happen to them in Atlanta, where they were losing most of the day. And I think it was Kyle Orton got a late touchdown for them. And all they had to do was like play defense and special teams for about a minute to win the game.
Is that Chris Thompson who missed the play, and then they end up kicking the field goal to win it?
The Bears kicked off out of bounds, and Atlanta got down there real quick and kicked the field goal to win it, and you're just standing there in disbelief what happened. But that's not as crazy as what happened in Denver.
That was
insane.
It was just standing there, you're like, what's happening? Are the Bears going to lose this game? What's Vic doing going for two? He's got the Bears defense tired. He could win the game in overtime, and And I love the guts of making that call of saying, we're going for two, no matter what. And they were going to run the exact same play. Like the way that they lined up in motion, they were showing you the exact same look. I was impressed by the guts of it, even if there are plenty of people who have said, yeah, you were at home, you don't have to go for two. But I like that he was like, not only am I going for two, I'm going to use the play that got us bounced out of the playoffs last year. Like, that was a gangster move by Vic Fangio.
Kind of a mobster thing to do, yeah.
Pretty crazy stuff. All right, Jason Leisure is here hanging out with me. We talked some very serious football there at the end of that segment. We might do some more of that, and then we might not. He's curious about my late-night walks.
I want to know about your long walks alone, and does that connect to the last segment?
No.
Like, are you practicing for life as a single?
No, I'm practicing for not looking as bloated on TV. I'll explain next here on The Score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
In the middle of a conversation with Jason Leisure, and we were talking about how old we are when it comes to video games, along with talking about the Bears on the show, I've been contemplating for a while picking up a PS4 because I talked with Keisha Howard, who is an incredible gamer from Chicago, from the South Side. You should follow her on Instagram, Sugar Gamers. She's great. And I had a conversation with Aaron Simon, who's a writer who covers tech and video games. And they're both like, you should, by now, I have a PS3 at home. I hardly ever play it. But they said the latest Mortal Kombat was worth it. And I've played Fortnite a little bit, and I kind of like it. So I know that the kids have moved on from Fortnite a little bit, but
Fortnite's already old?
Yeah, for the most part.
Gosh. Okay. I can't keep track. What's new? What's the thing?
I don't know. I'm not one of them. I just know
I'm sure it's not out like being in real life.
Sure.
That's not.
Why not?
That hasn't been the cool thing in like 30 years.
But I mean, we used to do all this stuff too. I mean, you just said during the break that if you started playing video games right now, you'd lose all track of time.
That's why I stopped. Yeah, because when I was a kid, I would do that instead of homework. And then especially going into a field like sports writing where you work from home a lot, that would be a really dangerous thing for me to have. I'm going to be embarrassed to say this because I'm sure this is already outdated, but to have a Nintendo Wii around the house.
What was your go-to game?
Well, I never had that, but I used to have N64, and I actually still have an N64 in my basement. And what's great is if you play it with your young children, they don't know about all this stuff yet, so they think N64 is like cutting edge.
Well, that's good.
But I loved Mario Kart on there, man. We would play my brothers and my friends and cousins, man. We would play Mario Kart fiercely. That ended every time in like
a broken controller
and blood and fists and tears. And
all right,
that's good stuff.
Campy, what was your go-to game? Is it on your t-shirt today?
Yeah, when I had Sega Genesis, it was NBA Jam. And then I've always kind of stuck to sports games outside of like, I never had a Nintendo system. So that would always be when I go to other people's places. We play like Smash Brothers, where you don't really need to know the controls. You just hit a bunch of buttons, and I had the fingers for it. So I would end up winning half the time, and I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
Tony? Ask Tony. He's going to say something we've never heard of, probably.
My Tony's go-to young. Game for right now is Assassin's Creed.
Okay, I've heard of it.
It's like a one-player, just kind of historical kind of like game.
Oh, he's learning history. That's why he's playing in Lawrence.
Uh-huh. That's a first.
Yeah.
Tony Gill, the scholar.
That's what he's doing.
That's what I'm on right now. And, of course, NBA 2K and Madden.
So should I get a PS4?
No.
I should not get a
because
PS4.
Because the PS5 is about to come out.
Oh, so I should wait.
Of course it is.
But if I wait for the PS... All right, okay.
Well, you're going to be the only one on the show to be able to afford it, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How much is it going to cost?
$1 billion.
I don't have $1 billion.
I don't
say it in terms of paychecks or in terms of dollars?
How many paychecks is the PS5 going to cost?
I actually have no idea.
Well, for me, it's going to be like, I'm going to have to save up like a month's salary to grab it.
So if I got you a PS5, would that be a good gift?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Duly noted.
Buy him a diamond ring while you're at it.
Jeez. No, I mean, Tony's worked really hard on this. He deserves good
stuff. It sounds like it costs as much as a car, man. You might want to check the price
Jason,
on that.
Don't ruin this for me, man. Don't ruin this for me. I thought we were friends.
I'm sorry. I'm blowing up Tony's good thing he's got going. What, Lawrence, why are you looking at buying video games? You were just talking like 10 seconds ago about trying to get outside and exercise more and lose weight. This is totally counterproductive if you're going to go buy a video game.
No, there's going to be time for that. Like, here's what I'm doing. Like, the first week that we did the shows... And I know some of this is my own body dysmorphia or whatever, but the first week that we did the show, I was like, man, I'd look a little bloated. Like I didn't feel like, and you know how it is, like sometimes like your suit doesn't fit right or whatever. it didn't fit like quite right. And I was like, so I was like, okay, you need to institute like getting back into, I've been working out, but maybe you can do a little bit extra. And with me, I need to do extra because I'm not willing to do the hardest thing, which is to eat better. If I just ate better, it would melt off.
I'm the same way, man. Eating better is not, that's not fun. Come on. I'd rather just exercise.
So what I'm doing now is I'm doing like 2 miles after dinner.
Walking.
Yeah. Like
by yourself.
Yeah. I go
doing
out,
what?
I listen to podcasts.
Okay.
So like I'm listening to the Hallis Intrigue podcast or the Levitard show. Or Ezra Klein's podcast, or whatever, you know, whatever I feel like I'm in the mood for, or Neil Brennan's podcast, which I really, really like.
A comedian?
Yeah, and I just walk a couple miles, I'm gone, you know, 30 minutes, and come back home. And it's easier for digestion. I got Crohn's disease, so that's something I should be paying attention to. And usually what happens is once I start doing stuff more frequently, I'm usually better about what I eat, as weird as now.
No, I understand what you mean, yeah.
You know, so, and this week, when I saw myself yesterday, and when I saw myself Sunday, I was like, better.
Usually when someone goes for a walk, they've got a companion or a dog or something. I mean, are people, what are the people in your neighborhood? They're just like, oh, there's weird Lawrence Holmes walking around alone again.
It's so funny because one of the producers at NBC Sports Chicago doesn't live too far from me. And he saw me out walking at like 67th and Stony. And he's like, I was gonna say something. I was like, nah, man, I'm in fight mode. Like when I'm out on those streets, like around my house, like right around my house, I'm cool. But I know where I'm at. I know exactly where I'm walking. So I wouldn't run up on me because I'm already in the mood to swing on someone if I'm over there walking on 67th and Stony. And he's like, yeah, no, I figure you kind of had that look on your face. Like, you have to have that look on your face.
All these people want is, like, a selfie with you.
No, no. He was just going to be like, well, I was like, man, I'll drop and throw a rock through your windshield with the quickness.
All right.
We got to get you to the South Side. I know we hung out by DePaul. We got to get you.
I would love to, man.
And my neighborhood is, like, actually pretty nice. It's not that bad. But, you know, you have to be ready.
Jason, have you had Harold's Chicken?
I know that the right answer is yes, but no.
Ooh, next field trip.
Well,
all right,
maybe
that sounds good. That sounds
is
good.
Is it Harold's or are we going to Uncle Remus?
Oh, get that Uncle Remus out of here. Come on.
I'll go wherever.
Get real.
I have been missing.
Am I right, Cabby?
I'm with you, yeah.
Get that Remus out of here.
You're not Uncle Remus, guys.
I've not found like.
I mean,
really...
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying I prefer Harold's.
All right. But see, it's which Harold? Like, that's the thing.
I've only been to the one on Wabash because I heard that's one of the decent ones.
Oh, Rick Camp. Just playing it safe. Wabash location? I mean, it's fine in a pinch.
Look, if there's no risk involved, it's probably not the best one.
Hey, if they don't have the bulletproof glass, it's not good. Here's my thing. obviously there have been the chicken wars with mm-hmm. the Popeye sandwich mm-hmm. and then Chick-fil-A jumped in and all this stuff. And someone was like, man, if Harold's came out, I was like, yeah, but you'd have to wait an hour.
Oh, at
that's
least.
The problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the whole problem. I got to wait an hour for my Harold's chicken sandwich if they ever came out. What? It would be delicious, but I have to wait.
When I lived in Miami, the best fried chicken that I had down there was actually at the grocery store. Publix had this amazing fried chicken. I don't know if you've ever had it. When you
I have.
It. They have great fried chicken, and they have great chicken wings. And the wings are the spicy breaded wings because they make non-spicy, and they make plain like bear wings, like just roasted, I guess. They're not
grilled.
Yeah, they make them all different ways. But these breaded spicy wings are like people will engage in Hunger Games to get those. Like
really?
Yeah, because you'll go there at the wrong time of day. Like you'll go there in the evening and there'll be kind of a crowd forming around the empty bin where they're supposed to be. And they start bringing them out and people kind of start positioning themselves. They kind of start elbowing and kind of moving around and they'll bring out, it's like musical chairs. They'll bring out 7 boxes of it, but there's like 10 of us there. I mean, hopefully only 10. And that's where I learned that I would not be able to survive in the wild. Because when I got boxed out for one of the handful of boxes of...
Because you were being too polite?
I'm just not tough enough for that, man. I'm just not made for that kind
of... I think you're also too nice of a person. Like, I think you wanted the chicken, but you were like, if I don't get the chicken, I could get something else.
That's nice of you to say. I don't think I could have gotten it if I wanted it. I don't think that I could... I just don't think I have that killer instinct.
I think if that was the last piece of chicken for your family, I think you will find it in your gut.
like how a mother could summon the strength to lift a car to save her baby, like that. Yeah. I've never felt that desperation. I've been very, very blessed not to be in that position.
People are texting, like, who's this guy that's talking? Well, it's Jason Leisure. He covers the Bears for the Sun-Times. He hangs out with us because he likes the show, and we actually really like him. So that's why you're hearing him here on The Score. And we like to discuss chicken and whatnot. Can I ask you one more football question before we go back to wings and stuff?
All right.
And long walks by ourselves. Quickly. Who doesn't like a long walk by themselves? I need to clear my mind, man. This is why I loved running.
I like running by myself. The walking around, like that part is what makes it seem a little shifty.
The thing I like about the walking around is that you get to kind of just look at stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're running, you're focused on your time and your breathing and all that nonsense. But my neighborhood's really cool. It has some great architecture. And
you're in Hyde Park?
Yeah. I'm like right behind the Museum of Science and Industry. And like the Garden of the Phoenix back there, but that is a hidden gem in Chicago.
Is that's by Jackson Park, right?
Yeah.
That's where the World's Fair was?
Yes. Devil in the White City. Yes.
Ever since I've read that, I've wanted to just go and I read it not that long ago. I've wanted to just go like walk around.
Oh, well, then you should.
But I haven't had the chance yet.
Because your boy lives right there. I'm right there.
Let's go do that. You don't have to walk alone, man. We can
walk together.
Lawrence and Jason field trip walking around Jackson Park.
I'm totally okay with that. The Statue of the Republic, which is right there off of 63rd Street. You need to see it. It's right off of Lakeshore Drive and 63rd. And the Garden of the Phoenix it's amazing. I'm telling you, like, get to the South Side. Anyway, all right.
You had a Bears question?
Yes.
Okay.
My Bears question is this. How worried should a Bears fan be about Mitchell Trubisky?
The worry for me is that he will continue to be just okay. And if you get drafted really high, and you are okay, and the people that drafted you are still there, you'll get that $100 million extension, and you'll get to stick around for 7 years or whatever it is. And that'd be the great fear, would be to just stay mediocre at the most important position on the field. And you saw 2 weeks ago, you saw a team that had everything but a quarterback lose to a team that had, you know, not only a quarterback, but that's pretty much what Green Bay has is Rodgers. And, man, do you really want to keep trying to go that route of kind of fighting your way through with a middle of the road quarterback?
It's a good question to ask.
But teams usually do. They don't usually kick a guy to the curb
unless he's totally
a disaster.
You saw this in Miami.
Ryan Tannehill got that $100 million contract.
He sure did. Yeah. And I still think he's decent, but there's a difference.
Do you want to be decent?
No, you want that position to be great. Yeah. That's what you're looking for. There are a lot of quarterbacks that are going down. I just saw this report from Yahoo. Colin Kaepernick's agent is getting in touch with people.
Yeah.
I just feel like if you're not like you're not even going to try it.
No, he's not. Come on, man. He'd have been better off committing an actual crime than what he did as far as his future employment goes.
It seems that way.
It's ridiculous.
Like there's dudes that they're bringing in now to quarterback teams. I'm just like, really?
How are you even like, how do you even notice it anymore? I mean, aren't you like immune to it? I mean, it's been going on for how many years?
3 years.
The Dolphins signed Brock Osweiler.
It's just.
Beat the Bears.
The Colts brought Brock Osweiler in for a workout when Andrew Luck retired. They got in a panic and they're like, oh, no, who could we get? Oh, Brock Osweiler. We'll be all right.
Brock Osweiler is beating the Bears with three different teams.
That's bad example, I guess, out, but man. Still.
No, it's a great example. It's a great example.
Colin Kaepernick, his last year, and we could get into some interesting conversations about this because I feel very strongly about this. Colin Kaepernick, though, his last time in the league was on a horrible team and played pretty well.
Yeah,
he played better than, I mean, that last season that he had was better than any of these guys that keep getting jobs.
Here's my thing, and real simple. Eric Reed is his starting safety, and he has been just as vocal as Colin Kaepernick has been. And at this point, everyone knows the story. And if you talk about the concept of distraction, look at all the distractions that are walking around the NFL right now. I don't know. It just seems to me that if we are a meritocracy in the NFL where you want to win and winning is the only thing that matters, what are we doing?
Isn't that your job?
Yes.
Isn't that your job to put the best players out there to get the guys that will win?
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you're already at the point where you're going back to get, what am I looking at? Oh, you want me to make sure I do this before I say that. Yes, we are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer and test drive the Hyundai Palisade today. I'm just saying, at least bring them in. Like even if you're dead set against not signing them, you should probably at least bring them in and be like, okay, see what you got. See if you can yeah. make our team. Because there's guys out there that I'm like, that guy's still alive. They're still going to bring that guy. He still plays quarterback.
Or it's some name that you think is made up.
Right. Made up guy.
Wait, that's not a real name.
That can't be.
Yeah.
Could you imagine Colin Kaepernick running in Matt Nagy's system?
I can imagine him in a lot of systems.
I can imagine him in this one.
Yeah.
Just saying. If things don't get better. That's it, Tony. That'll be our focus. If Mitch doesn't get better, we're calling for Kaepernick. All right? That's what we're going to do.
I'm scared.
Yeah, we should probably be real scared.
Yeah. New topic.
Well, we're done.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I got to go.
That's probably good for all of us.
Good timing.
Man. I have so much I'd love to say about
this.
Save
it for the Hallis Intrigue podcast.
I don't think they want to hear it there either. I don't know.
Maybe. You never know. People are saying the projected price for the PS5 is $500. I'm not really like, that doesn't seem that big to me. Is that a first world problem?
Wow.
Is that a rich guy problem?
Wow. He just laughed at $500. He just shrugged off $500, man.
I did?
That doesn't seem that big to me.
Oh, to be Lawrence Holmes.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, for everything you get for $500,
so
it doesn't seem like it's...
You are so out of touch.
I'm no longer the people's champ, huh?
Who are you going to send to go buy it for you?
Rich Tony, people's champ.
Right. Tony, go pick me up two PS5s.
Tony,
keep the change.
Yeah, go get me a PS5 and keep one for yourself, Tony.
Keep the change, Tony, with the PS5. Jason Leisure is tremendous. Follow him on Twitter at Jason Leisure.
I wouldn't.
You probably should. Read his work in the Sun-Times. And just check him out on the Hallis Intrigue podcast that the Sun-Times does. It's great. He comes to visit with us every now and again, and we love that. We need to take a break. You want to say goodbye to the people?
See you guys later.
Back after this on The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Surprisingly, or maybe not surprisingly, there's people like, bring on Cap right now. I mean, in the system that Nagy wants to run, I mean, it could work out really well. But let's give Mitch some more time. By the way, I did a LoHo Daily today about Mitch the Gunslinger. So if you haven't subscribed to my podcast, you should. LoHo Daily. Check it out. The whole thing today is about some of the good stuff that Mitch does as a quarterback that I kind of like, and I wonder if it means anything. This hour is being brought to you by First American Bank, the largest privately held bank in Illinois. We do more for your money, and we are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer and test drive the Hyundai Palisade today. Our buddy Maggie Hendricks chimes in on Twitter and says, oh, LoHo's buying a PS5 for everybody? I mean, you know, it ain't tricking if you got it. Just saying. It's possible. At least for the crew. Take care of the crew. They get bonuses. Oh, wait, you guys haven't gotten one yet. Well, we're coming up on 6 months. You'll be taken care of. I promise you that. The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten football at Ryan Field this fall as the Big Ten West champion Northwestern Wildcats, led by Big Ten Coach of the Year Pat Fitzgerald, host Michigan State on Saturday at 11 a.m. Tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. And if you're racing to the airport, I do this sometimes. If you're traveling from Chicago's Midway Airport, park with them at thefastpark.com, and they'll get you to the airport in one of their new vans. No hassle, no racing, no stress. Make your reservation at thefastpark.com. No walking, no waiting, never alone. I've seen that place. They got your car covered, too, which is really, really nice. We will talk with McNeil and Parkins coming up next here on The Score.
Tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
A big thanks to our guests today. Joe Madden, as always, fantastic. And Jason Leisure, who was nice enough to come and hang out here with us in studio, as he is wont to do. Now, the rest of the way, you're going to be taken care of by the McNeil and Parkins Show. Dan McNeil is out today. Nick Shepkowski. Sheppy Marathon is going to be hanging out with Danny Parkins this afternoon.
I'm just happy to be in the same studio as somebody truly radio elitist like yourself.
Is that what I am now?
Well,
wait, what happened here?
He looks at a PlayStation 4, sees the cost. PlayStation 5, rather, looks at a cost and is like, no biggie. Oh, the man's made it.
That is a sign of success.
They made me think that this thing was cost prohibitive, and it's $500.
Correct.
Like that's
this guy.
But isn't that about what we're paying for a PlayStation 4? So,
well, that's what I would expect a new system to be able to do. But the
way that you said it, I was like, oh, is this thing $1,500? Like,
so what does it do? I'm not up on the PS5 because
I don't know.
Okay, we don't even know.
I'll let you know when I get a PS4. I'm always the guy that shows up like a generation behind and then wonders, why don't you make the video games I grew up on?
That was the whole point of this, is that I have a PS3, and I was told by some friends in the gaming community, and this goes back into the spring, that I should get the PS4 because of the latest Mortal Kombat game. So then Tony was like, no, you should just wait until the PS5 comes out. And the way that they were talking about how much it cost, I was like, oh, man, is it going to cost as much as a car? Like, no, it costs as much as a car note. So, okay, but that's what you would expect.
Yes.
PS5 to cost.
Yes, you can afford a PS5. I can afford a PS5. And Shep, you could come over and play the PS5.
Sweet. That's all I ask.
What I would say also is, man, whenever I hear these conversations, I just get so jealous of you guys because you're still allowed to play video games.
Not allowed to play video games?
Me.
Why not?
It's the one thing that my wife like really puts her foot down with.
Was there a problem?
She just hates them. And I got two screens in the living room.
Screens.
For our job, we have to watch so much sports, and I'm on Twitter so much. She's like, you don't need more screens in your life. We'll never go to bed at the same time. I'll never see you. You'll never talk to me. And she might be right.
That's fair.
It is. And we also have a condo right now. Like, we've never had a house where you have separate living areas.
Yes.
Right? So we just have...
It's key.
Like, I think once we get a home and there are separate living areas and I have my space, then she won't care anymore because we'll have different areas for the house. She can watch her shows, I can watch mine.
Here's a news flash when you get your house, by the way, there, pal.
Yeah.
You're not going to have time to play video games. Something's going to be broken.
Yes.
Something's not going to work. There's going to be a cracked window.
And that's why he's got Shane, right?
Shane,
table fixer.
Shane did come over and not fix a table for me this weekend.
Shocking.
He came over and didn't fix a garage door for me.
Yeah.
Shocking.
So, and then my buddy came over, who is probably my most qualified handyman friend. He was coming over to hang out that night, and I showed him what Shane tried to do. He was just so disgusted. He's like, "Why didn't you just call me in the first place? We could have saved you all a bunch of time." Shane and I went to the hardware store 3 times.
Well, Shane's very convincing.
Very convincing.
Hell of a salesman.
Yeah, he said it would be easy.
It's like, wow, you sound like you know what you're talking about. And then has no clue.
I think he thinks his beard gives him the powers to do what bearded men do.
Tony, he showed up with his beard and his tattoos and his flannel shirt. I was like, Al Borland's here. Tim the Toolman Taylor. This is as good as fixed.
Knockoff Ron Swanson showed up.
Yeah. And now it's half worse. For
him. Oh, it is. It's straight up worse. And it took 2.5 hours of my Saturday. Cost time, a little bit of money. No, like $4, you know. Hardware stores.
Screws.
Yeah.
And you were really hanging out with Parkins.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was the loss for him. So,
oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. I have to hang out with me all the time, Lawrence.
Oh, I meant Shane.
Yeah. No,
that's
what
I meant.
No, but that was your subconscious speaking.
And you have to hang out with Parkins for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, no, I know what you meant. But yeah, so it was lovely to hang out with Shane, but he...
was it, though?
He didn't... It was fine. He didn't fix my table, and so we left frustrated. Like, we went in with such high optimism. Like, this is cool. We're hanging out outside of work.
So
like,
what's the current state of the table?
It's still in half.
Your buddy didn't, like, look at it and be like, oh, this is a 2-minute fix and
take care
of
it? No, he was coming over to drink. He didn't have his tools. He's like, I need a drill and I need a 2x4 to put, like, he's like, the table's
just... So you don't even have a drill at your...
No.
Oh, really?
Wow.
I didn't have a drill.
There's not just, like, a little thing that, like, comes up.
But it's a condo. I mean...
I don't do anything. I can hang pictures, which only requires hammer and nail, and everything else, that's what I pay rent for.
I will say that if you do end up getting a house, and then there are different schools of thought on whether you should or not, you will learn how to do some of that stuff just by osmosis. Like, there'll be things that you'll be able to do. Like, oh, all right, I don't need to call a guy for this.
Yeah.
I can fix that.
I think once it's your own spot, you're obviously invested in it and you want to save some money. And YouTube, I hear, is amazing.
YouTube is great.
It can teach you some things. My buddy, that was what parenting is. He's like, don't be scared of parenting. YouTube is basically just Googling things at 2 a.m. to see how it goes.
Yeah,
like, everything's on the internet.
That sounds like a terrible advertisement for having children.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's how I plan to do
just
it.
Just YouTube it.
Yeah, he's like, you could just Google it. Like, there's different techniques. Just, there's different methods. One of them will work on your kid. It's going to be fine. Like, well, I don't have a kid, but I'm glad that Google's working for you.
That seems like an awful way to...
Here's the thing.
Gonna have Shane come over and fix his kid, too.
Yeah.
One day.
you're expecting, mm-hmm. Shep, and I would think that there would be a tremendous amount of solace in the fact that people have been having babies for a long, long time.
Oh, you see some parents out there, and it's like, the nerves kind of go away. If so-and-so can pull it off, I think my child will be fine.
Yeah.
We've survived.
Yeah, humans. In general, have survived for a while. I'd be surprised if the Shepkowskis were going to be the downfall of society.
Well, I mean, if it were just a Shepkowski that we were talking about, I'd be worried. But Fields has got this covered.
Yes.
Like, she's going to have everything in that house on a schedule.
Yeah.
Including him.
Well, that's already happening.
Exactly. What do you mean going to be on a schedule?
Well, do you even own pants?
I report to her closet for fitting and styling duties.
I kind of enjoy the fact that I'm very supportive of Shep's training for the marathon because I feel like this is Shep's last hurrah. Like, this is
running 26 miles.
This is it. Like, he has been able to be completely selfish and I mean that in the best way. Completely selfish in, like, I've always wanted to run a marathon. And now I'm going to train. And he looks amazing.
Looks amazing.
We down 25 pounds now?
About 25, 30, yeah.
He's going to run this marathon. They're going to have that baby. And that's going
to
be the
end.
And
she flat out told me, because somebody came up to her, one of her friends, and just said, well, what happens if it comes a little bit couple weeks early, a few weeks early, and he's running the marathon. She's like, work too hard. You're running that marathon. I'm like, but I kind of want to be there when the child's born. You're running the marathon. You work too hard. I'm like,
So that's not even your decision? It's not even your decision if you could be there for the birth of your child?
It's
not even his decision to run the marathon. She has already said your ass is running that marathon.
I think he's training for the marathon so he can run away. So he just run great distances and he won't get tired.
That's not a Shep move. Shep's going to be right there.
You know it.
The whole time.
7 weeks to go, though. My goodness. Like summer
to baby or marathon?
About 4 weeks, three and a half weeks until marathon, 7 weeks till baby.
That's exciting, man. That's really, really exciting.
It's insane.
Nerves creeping up on you yet, Shep?
What's that?
Are the nerves creeping up on you yet?
For the marathon or the child?
Both. Marathon, though. I was asking about the marathon.
Not really.
Oh, that's
really?
Right, because Studs has run like eight of them.
Yeah, Studs has done like 37-mile crazy warrior thing.
The last week is nuts. Just wait. It's crazy.
Why?
Because the nerves are just, at least if you're anything like me, you go through waves of excitement and nerves alternating back and forth. I go through like half an hour of like, I just can't wait to get this thing going. Like, I want to do, like, I'm so ready for this. And then 10 minutes of, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this again. This is going to be so painful. Like, I just don't, what did I do?
Did your nipples bleed?
No. I wore skin tight Under Armour, so it doesn't move around and cause any chafing or anything like that.
Okay. Because I'm worried about Shep.
The nipples haven't been a problem so far. That's Vaseline up all over. The one place I've oddly gotten like a burn from the skin scraping against itself is right on my underarm against the side of my body. And like one of the times on my 17-mile run, I look down and it's just like, it looks like a giant rash.
I hate it when that happens on my 17-mile run.
Like, of all places for there to be discomfort, it's like the last thing you would expect.
So you're back down now, right? Like you went up to 20 and now you're coming back down?
You go, my plan that I went on, and I'm sure there's various ones that are out there, you work all the way up to 20, you fall back to 14, work back to 20, and then go down to 12. So I'll do 20 this week, and then I will top out at 12 a couple of times, and then it'll be marathon week.
Studs, could you run a marathon in 3 weeks?
No. I could do a half marathon right now, but it wouldn't be that easy for
me. Could you survive it is what I'm asking.
Could I survive it if I started training right now?
Right now for the marathon, would you survive the 26.2?
I don't know, because at this point, you're kind of at where you're going to be at. Like, you can't do much in 3 weeks to get your endurance up that much from where I'm at right now to where you need to be. Because really, those last 2 weeks is all just keeping your body healthy, not killing yourself. That's why, like, Shep, your last 20-mile run is 3 weeks before the race, because it's taking you now that long to recover. Because if you, that's why you don't run the full thing. If you run the full thing beforehand, it takes you 2 weeks to get ready again.
You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670, The Score, a radio.com sports station. So, yeah, Shep is the endurance athlete in the room today. I think I have a better cardiovascular endurance than Mac, but he's maybe the only person that I can
find some people around here.
Okay, Campy.
Yeah, Campy, he's still
yeah, all right, but I'm just somewhere. Saying, it's rare, so Shep will carry us the rest of the way. We've got John Morosi at 3:30, Hub at 4. We'll play some of you with Joe Madden like we do each and every week, Lawrence. It's great stuff, as always. And Shep can't quit the Cubs, so he's going to convince me to buy back in. That's what we're going to...
Won five games in a row. Buy back in. Cardinals in town this weekend.
I'll watch, but we're going to discuss how much emotional investment there should be right now. So we're going to start there. Tons of NFL news as well.
And Danny's going to tell me why Mitch Trubisky's MVP ticket's not yet cashed out.
It's digital, so I can't even tear it up. It's really, really unfortunate. That's the show, Lawrence.
Sounds good.
Have a good day, my man.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots.
He scored!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.